All right. There's a Gemara in Masechet Yoma. It says Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says B'sha'ah Shenichnasu Nachrim Lahechal. When the Goyim entered the Beis Hamikdash, Ru Kruvim Hamurim Zebazed. They saw the Kruvim. The Kruvim are these angelic type figures. We're in the Kodesh Kadashim. Yeah, the angelic type figures in the Kodesh Kadashim. They saw that they were intertwined one with another. So the Goyim took the Kruvim out, and they said, look how, debased these Jews are, what they have in their Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Simon quotes from the Ritva, and that Sugya quotes from the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash was one of the Gdolei Sfarad. He was the Talmud of the Rif. The Rimi Gash says, the Gemara in Bava Batra says, what is the position of the Kruvim? So Rav Yochanan, Rav Lazar, Chadamar Pnei Mishal Achiv, Chadamar Pnei Labayit. There's a disagreement between Rav Yochanan and Rav Lazar. One held that the Kruvim were facing one another. One held that the Kruvim were facing outwards. So the Gemara explains that there's no real stira. It says, Kan Bizman Shisrael Simrit Somer Shel Makom. When the Jews are doing the divine will, they're following the mitzvot, then the Kruvim are facing one another. When the Jews aren't following the Ritzon Hashem, so then they're facing away from one another. So the question he asks is, obviously at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash is not a time when we're doing Ritzon Hashem. So yet they saw that they were intertwined with one another. How could that be? So he quotes from the Bnei Yisaskar. The Bnei Yisaskar in turn quotes from Rav Dober, the Magid of Mezrich. So Rav Dober was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Dober says it's a little bit like a relationship that a person has with someone. So sometimes a person has a relationship and it's, maybe not so passionate, but before one person leaves, so they'll give them a hug, a kiss if it's a wife. In other words, before you leave the house, maybe they're not demonstrating so much emotion, but before you leave the house, you'll be intimate. Like Chazal say, Chayav Dam with Kod Yishto B'Shash Yotzei L'Derech. Person's obligated to be intimate with his wife before he takes a trip. So in the same way, in other words, in general, you're right, they weren't really following the mitzvot so much. But before Hashem, took leave of us, he was, indicating that, we really are close. We really do have quite a relationship. And Rav Schechter also brings down that he takes a little bit of a different twist, is to show the Goyim that we are the Am HaNivchar, we are the chosen people. Alkein Nekavel Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, therefore we hope Hashem, we put our hope in you. Please, if I could have everyone's attention, please. He says that we put our hope in you, Lerot Mei Rabbit Feru Zecha, to see the strength of your glory, which means that we hope Hashem that you will show us the Melech HaMashiach. That's what we were praying for three times a day in Aleinu. We keep saying that. So if Hashem really loves us, and we keep praying that He should bring the Mashiach, why is the problem? Why is the Mashiach not here? So there's another piece of Torah that Rav Simon has also. He quotes from the Sefer Noam Megadim by Rav Eliezer Levi Horowitz. He died in 1806. He was a Hasidic Rebbe. He was a Talmud of Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk. So he brings down from Tikkuni Zohar. So Tikkuni Zohar, it's like critical of people on Yom Kippur. He says, Kulhu tzavchin b'tzlotin b'yomot kippur yikiklavim. Everybody prays like a dog in Yom Kippur. He says, hav, hav. You've seen a dog panting, right? So it's saying that the word hav means give. It says, give me, give me, give me. Everybody wants. Give me, give me, give me. I have my long list of requests. Give me, give me, give me. He says, Avlan mizona uslicha v'chapara v'chayi. Give us mizona. Give us, we want nice parnasa. We want slicha. We want forgiveness. We want life. Give us all these things. But it says, but they're not asking, what are you doing for me? In other words, if they would only ask, these things should be for Kvod Hashem. In other words, are you asking for the food so you'll be able to serve Hashem better? Are you asking these things should happen, that the Geula should come so that my Kavod will be exhibited to the world? Or are you just asking, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me? So that's all everybody's doing on Yom Kippur. So he quotes as a pasuk that we say in Parshas Emor. It says, Shabbat Shabbaton Hilachem, V'iditem Nafsho Teichem. that Yom Kippur is a Shabbat Shabbaton Lachem, and you should afflict yourselves b'tishah lachodesh ba'erev, on the ninth of the month, me'erev ad erev. So Chazal have a whole drasha on tishah lachodesh. Chazal teach us that whoever eats on erev Yom Kippur is as if he fasted the ninth and then he fasted the tenth. But he has a different drasha. He says that v'nitem nafshotechem tishah lachodesh, that you'll be have to fast on Tisha B'Av. It's not talking about Yom Kippur. He says v'nitem nafshotechem tishah lachodesh ba'erev. You're going to have to fast on Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av tu Shabbatchem, because your Yom Kippur is all about you. Shabbatchem. It's like your holiday. It's not about me. In other words, you're not thinking of anybody else. So the answer is, I mean, a lot of different answers why the Melech HaMashiach isn't here, but we have to focus, it's an idea like in Hasidic literature. You know, you always have to think about the zulat, the other person. Think out, you know, not thinking about oneself all the time. So the Hashem is waiting for us, but He wants us to do our part. He wants us to do our part. And that's the way the Chafetz Chaim says it as well. Like, what are we doing to comport ourselves to show that we're ready for the Melech HaMashiach? What are we doing? He says, like, if a king comes or a president comes, you clean up all the streets, you clean up the side streets. Like, I remember when President Clinton, he visited China, I remember reading an article, like, the people said, I hope he's awake on the way from the airport because we cleaned up this whole street. If he's asleep, he won't see how we cleaned up the whole place. It's like, you clean up everything, you do everything. So what are we doing to bring the Melech HaMashiach? What are we doing to bring the Melech HaMashiach? Well, what should we be doing? Well, I'll give you some ideas. I mean, one idea is, I tell you, Rabbi J.J. Schachter, it's a little bit like Rabbi Lerner was speaking today. Rabbi J.J. Schachter, he has a big shiur he gives every Tisha B'Av. So today, he was speaking about the idea from the Ari. Like, before every tefillah, a person should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamocha, that I should love every Jew like myself. It sounds so simple, but it's a difficult task. But like, to reach out to help other people, that's one idea. And then Chazal teach us that if all of Klal Yisrael would observe just two Shabbases, we'd have the Gula right away. So, you know, if a person could improve his Shmirat Shabbat, even just to understand, like I think a lot of people don't even know the halachot. So they don't know the halachot, so they're making all the aveiro. Just to know a few halachot would help. But it's just if you could improve your own Shabbos, if you reach out to somebody who's mechallel Shabbos, you know, like Rabbi Effie Buchwald says, I know Rabbi Lerner has quoted him, you know, for the price of a chicken, you could turn somebody into a Shomer Shabbos Jew. So those are some ideas. Those are some ideas. So the bottom idea is that Hashem is waiting for us and He's looking for us, but He wants us to think beyond our own needs. We should think of doing acts that are like exalting Hashem's name in this earth. You know, what are we doing? How are we reaching out to do Ritzon Hashem in this world? And if we reach out to do Ritzon Hashem's His will in this earth, so then we can hopefully get the final geula. Okay, I think that's it. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Rabbi Yochanan b'Chashmos, Rabbi Silvia, Rabbi Yochanan, 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 Rabbi Yochan